This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Jury selection is beginning today in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who held his knee to George Floyd's neck. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Potential jurors in Hennepin County were sent questionnaires to determine how much they have heard about the case and whether they formed any opinions. Besides biographical and demographic information, jurors were asked about prior contacts with police, whether they have protested against police brutality, and whether they believe the justice system is fair. It's up to the judge to decide whether a juror stays or goes. Selection is expected to take 3 weeks. Chauvin pled not guilty to second-degree murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death.
Kids and COVID shots. They're still studying the safety of vaccines for children, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says he thinks that high school students will be able to get vaccinated early in the next school year. Elementary school students in early 2022. Where's your $1,400 check? Stuck in President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, but
the president has said he will sign his massive virus relief bill immediately after House passage, which is expected tomorrow. But that's if progressive members back the package, after the Senate version narrowed or outright killed some of their priorities, like a federal minimum wage hike. The bill would clear the way for many Americans to receive $1,400 aid checks this month.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. Pope Francis says he weighed the risks of a trip to Iraq during the coronavirus pandemic, but said he decided to go ahead with it, believing that God would look out for the Iraqis who might get exposed. Health experts warned him not to go. Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, says things got so tense with Buckingham Palace that she thought about killing herself. This is AP News. COVID-19 vaccine has arrived in Afghanistan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
UNICEF says that the global vaccines partnership COVAX has shipped over 460,000 doses of the Covishield vaccine. The arrival in Kabul marks a milestone moment. Afghanistan is the first country in Central Asia to receive the vaccine via the COVAX, the facility set up to deliver at least 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of 2021. The nation's acting Minister for Public Health says the imminent rollout of the vaccine means that around 234,000 people, including teachers, will be better protected from the ravages of the COVID-19 virus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, about 18% of the U.S. population has gotten at least one COVID vaccination, the latest on COVID shots. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.